Hello, Zinnies, and welcome to another installment of Lessons with Lola. And I am your facilitator, psychotherapist extraordinaire, Lola Clay. And today I want to speak with you guys about manipulation in relationships. Now, many of you out there know that my sister and I co-authored a book called The Manipulative Mate. And so today I just wanted to take some time out and discuss perhaps just the smallest little snippet about manipulation for you guys, okay? So listen up and pay attention. When we think of manipulation, one of the most important things is to consider is that manipulation cannot take place without the identification of vulnerability. And when manipulators are scanning their environment for opportunities, what they're really looking for is a sucker. They're scanning their environment for a sucker. And yes, you heard what I said. I used the word sucker. Now, a person who is being manipulated is not really a sucker per se, but make no mistake, the manipulator sees them as such, which when you view someone as a sucker, that already indicates that your view of them is devoid of any respect or reverence. And so this person may just be an open-minded, open-hearted person, but the master manipulator sees everyone as a mark or a target that doesn't have their guard up. So also, a person could just be someone who's a little bit susceptible because of past hurt and trauma. They could be someone who's just trying to be nice, but the manipulative person will see traits in you that suggest vulnerability and pounce on you like white on rice. Now, how does such a person become so skilled and so speculative? Are they an evil genius or are they born with this ability? Well, not at all. Such people are not born, but they are made. Manipulators are craftily developed over time. They usually learn from experience that they can achieve a sense of security, albeit false security, by filling their lives with people that they can take advantage of, misuse, or even abuse. They learn how to scan their environments for others whom they can exploit and use for their own personal gain. Now, how do they do this, you ask? Well, oftentimes they do this by first off planting seeds of manipulation. And seeds of manipulation are really easy to plant. They can start by simple microaggressions, or taking digs against another person, or by being that listening ear and convincing someone to divulge all of their heartfelt secrets, desires, and innermost securities, and then flipping it and using it against them. And so those are just some of the seeds of manipulation that get planted. And manipulators play a lot of games. Manipulators make their mates believe, I can't live with you, I can't live without you. And so there's always this consistent static, this tension pulling at the relationship and threatening it on the edge. On one hand, the relationship can always be on the edge of being great and exciting and potentially the best thing that's ever happened to a person, or it can potentially be on the edge of being the most devastating thing that's ever happened to a person. And that tension of opposites, that's conflict. And conflict plays a major role in trickery, because what conflict does is that it confuses things. Nothing is clear when there's conflict. Every interaction, every exchange is riddled with chaos. And so that's why conflict is such a major thing in trickery. Now, how do you recognize manipulation? Well, one way to specifically recognize manipulation is to recognize how you feel around a certain person. Do you feel like you're being scrutinized? Do you feel uncertain of yourself, uncertain of your words, uncertain of your actions when you're around this person? If so, it's probably because they're very judgmental, and in turn, it's teaching you to be very judgmental of yourself. And so when recognizing a manipulator, it's important to not second guess what you think you see, but to confront it head on, because if left unconfronted, a manipulator is just going to continue to manipulate and exploit. Now, the manipulative individual isn't a person that has it all together, so don't be fooled or tricked. Remember trickery. Don't be tricked into thinking that they are. However, the insecurity that they exploit in another person helps to foster the ability to be deceptive. And then this creates these puddles. It creates the puddles of delusion. And wherever there's an arena for delusion, which is a false belief, then there is an area for a person to be separated from that sense of self and sound judgment. And so usually this happens in relationships where you hear a person say that they feel as if their partner or their mate is always trying to make me feel like I'm crazy. Well, the reason you're feeling like you're crazy is because they have created this arena for delusion where every single thing you think or feel is always challenged or dismissed as being wrong, incorrect, inappropriate, misunderstood. So basically, you don't know how to think, you don't know how to act, you don't know how to speak. Every single thing you think, say, do, or feel is wrong, and they are right. And so basically, you're the delusional party, and you need to fix yourself. That's manipulation. Now, overcoming manipulation usually involves becoming more and more self-focused. And so I always tell people, you know, if you feel like you're being manipulated, before you do anything, take a step back and really shrink down your area of focus to self. Start to focus on yourself and break things down into manageable components. And the reason it's recommended that life be broken down into manageable components is because when a person has been under the thumb of a manipulator for a long time, they lose the ability to manage simple things. And everything begins to feel overwhelming because their primary focus is on the manipulator. They breathe, sleep, eat, drink, think about the manipulator 24/7 because the manipulator wants to stay on your mind at all times. This is a component of control. And so if you can identify the components of life that you want to focus on, professional, family, social, personal finances, and self-development, and then focus your attentions in each of those areas, you will see the manipulator begin to reveal themselves. Because a manipulator is very uncomfortable with growth and personal development. Because your growth and your personal development is a direct threat to their very way of life. So please try to remember that. A manipulative mate also engages in deceptive liaisons. And so they may have a circle of friends that co-signs their behavior and that is definitely more closely aligned with them and biased towards anything negative where they're concerned. And so when this happens, when people surround themselves with people that are unable to be neutral or to sort of call them out on their stuff, then the person that's with the manipulative mate is made to feel villainized and made to feel as if they're incompetent or unworthy of the manipulator. And also, the manipulator can be deceptive and develop deceptive liaisons with people that propose to care for their partner. So oftentimes you'll find that the manipulator sort of sneaks in and steals the affection of people that are closely involved with their partner, be it relatives, friends, or colleagues, and starts to paint a new picture of how people should view the other person. If you believe you're being manipulated in your relationship, it's important to do a close personal self-examination and think about where the origins of this began for you and why is it possible for you to be manipulated. And once you do this personal close self-examination, it's time for radical change, radical acceptance of the fact that yes, I'm being manipulated, and yes, I need to change, and I have to change now. And so if you're being manipulated, act fast and get rid of the manipulator and seize your life, seize your future, and start building something that's great and that's new for you. You can do it. You know who I'm talking to. If you can relate to any of what I'm saying, act now. And in our book, The Manipulative Mate, I've identified and broken down all the different types of manipulators that are out there. And so if you read The Manipulative Mate, be on the lookout for two things. Number one, be on the lookout for anything that looks like a partner, a friend, or anyone else in your life that you believe to be a little bit narcissistic and a lot bit manipulative. And because you're going to do self-examination, you need to be on the lookout to see if you identify personally with any of those types of manipulators. And if you see yourself in any of the descriptions within the manipulative mate, then make the necessary changes. Remember, no one is necessarily all bad, and manipulators are not born, they are made. And many people that are manipulative believe that they became such out of necessity. And whether this is true or not is not for me to determine, and it's not for you to determine. It's a personal truth sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is that it can change. Anytime we want to make a change, we can, but only if we committed to making that change. So, thank you for spending this time with me today. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you, even though I'm losing my voice a little bit. And tune in next time for Lessons with Lola. I get a kick out of sharing this stuff with you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.